Over the years, the legislature has not been overly supportive of efforts to fund early childhood education in Wyoming, mostly because of concerns that the state could interfere with private business. But members of the Joint Education Committee hope that a new proposal can overcome those concerns. The committee has drafted a bill that will coordinate all the early childhood efforts that currently exist and provide money to improve services. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Actually, the state does provide some funding and oversight of early childhood programs, but the effort is spread out among four agencies. Last summer, lawmakers asked agencies to find a better way to coordinate things, and the Department of Education was given the task of overseeing the effort. The department's Leighton Thomas says it was an important decision.
Most of the resources are targeted right now to very specific populations. We don't have a coordinated effort around early ed for all kids so that we can identify where some efficiencies are, where the gaps are that we're not filling and not meeting needs.
Research shows that early childhood education, sometimes known as preschool education, is critical in developing learners. University of Wyoming professor Michelle Buchanan says quality programs are a must. She says if the state can make sure that preschool learning is effective and put money into the effort, it should make a difference towards improving overall learning for years to come.
If we support kids early on, their chances of being, quote, ready for school, being successful in school, are improved. And if you look at the long-term benefits, for every dollar we invest in early childhood, we get a return anywhere from $4 to $9.
State Senator Chris Rothfuss says right now many kids in the state are not entering kindergarten with the same skills.
We know that somewhere around half of the kids go to kindergarten without sufficient background and knowledge, readiness effectively for that kindergarten experience. And we need to change that.
Rothfuss, a Democrat from Laramie, is a member of the Joint Education Committee that drafted the bill to not only coordinate early childhood education services, but also fund resources for community-based preschool and daycare programs. The funding would be provided as a grant and can be used to both develop and improve existing programs. So when kids start school, they are further along.
Not trying to take over and reinvent the wheel, but trying to build effectively public-private partnerships or community-based organizations, entities that are already trying to do something and have an interest, provide some additional state funds to encourage those to be developed further.
Rothfuss says the state does not want to compete with private providers. They want to work with them. One of the best examples of this is in Thermopolis, where in 2010, Hot Springs County School District early childhood liaison Amy Reddy approached preschools and daycares and asked them to work with the school district to make sure kids were better prepared to attend school.
Kids are reading in kindergarten now. They are writing their numbers to 100 in kindergarten. All of the daycares and really a lot of the preschools were unaware of these skills these kids were having to do in kindergarten. So the school district felt like it was very important that we open up lines of communication.
Reddy remembers there was a lot of mistrust early on, but after several months, things changed. She stressed a common point.
We are not taking away preschool from the community. We are bringing resources to them.
Reddy says the results have been remarkable. Young students are achieving at a much higher level, and she's been asked to show other districts how the Hot Spring system works. State Education Director Rich Crandall says there are similar efforts now taking place all across the state, and he's excited about the development. His hope is that the legislation will lead to other advances, but he adds that there are occasional unique challenges. For example, Sweetwater County is being forced to look at a school-run preschool program.
They have 275 seniors graduating, and they have 575 kindergartners starting. But we've been working with both Rock Springs and Green River to put together a four-year-old tablet, kind of a blended learning kindergarten readiness program, because they're never going to have enough preschool space for 575 kids.
But Senator Rothfuss stresses that, for the most part, it will be existing facilities that will get funding to help improve what they offer.
We're effectively trying to use our funds to improve the situation without competing in the marketplace. And again, I think we were real sensitive to that.
Rothfuss says the state wants to improve learning at all levels. He and others say this is an exciting piece of the puzzle. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.